Thousands of Wisconsin college students are graduating this month, but amid the COVID-19 pandemic, they face a stark reality while working to find a place in the job market. Rich Kramer reports that high-stakes internships are hard to come by, and the economy is hemorrhaging jobs as businesses and states work to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus.
Earlier this month, UW-Madison held an online commencement ceremony for graduates watching with their families in homes scattered around the world. It was in stark contrast to those held last year in a packed Camp Randall Stadium. Chancellor Rebecca Blank lauded students for pushing through their classes despite monumental change.
You have completed your degree in the middle of a life-threatening pandemic that has disrupted every aspect of life. Your resilience and adaptability deserves appreciation.
The sudden transition to online classes due to COVID-19 shook higher education, but the impacts facing the graduating class of 2020 are much more severe. Triple major Laura Downer says COVID-19 robbed her of a dream internship with the U.S. State Department in Berlin, Germany. After applying for 2 years, she learned this winter she was in.
And then just a few weeks ago, I got the email that said, due to COVID-19 travel restrictions, we're canceling all these internships and not postponing them to a future date. And because of certain restrictions, I probably won't be able to reapply.
Downer was interested in becoming a Foreign Service officer and saw the internship as a way to test the waters. Now she says there will be pressure to find a more sustainable full-time job elsewhere. Rebecca Pere is an associate dean of UW-Madison's Letters and Science Career Initiative.
So we have a situation where students are sort of waiting for further decisions to be made, waiting for a start date, or now, the worst case scenario is they had an opportunity, it was taken away, and they are having to rapidly regroup.
Pere says jobs in retail and marketing communications have dried up, but she's seeing new opportunities in technology and software development. She says her office is partnering with companies and alumni to offer micro-internships and career simulations.
Graduating in a bad economy like this, it has long-lasting economic consequences.
That's Marquette University Emeritus Professor of Economics, Abdur Chowdhury.
And I think that for the next 10 years, the class of 2020, they will likely earn less than they would have had they graduated when job opportunities are plentiful.
What's worse, says Chowdhury, is that new graduates won't be eligible for the same type of unemployment benefits older workers may qualify for. Also, he says many students may choose to stay in school while racking up more student debt. UW Stout computer and electrical engineering major Jacob Hillebrand was lucky enough to land a job with diesel engine manufacturer Cummins before graduation. He says he's grateful for the opportunity, but his position may already be impacted by the fallout from COVID-19.
I think Cummins announced that they're doing subtle pay cuts and subtle hour cuts to a lot of their employees, just kind of across the board. So I think I'll be working 4.5 days a week instead of 5.
UW-Eau Claire elementary education major Becky Presley was offered a teaching job in Texas where she student taught, though she's hoping to stay in Wisconsin. But she says it's taking longer to hear back from districts she's applied to.
So, I'll submit an application and normally it would be reviewed in 1 to 2 weeks. But my career counselor said, maybe wait 2 to 3, it might take a little longer just because people's priorities are elsewhere.
As stay-at-home orders begin to lift, some businesses are opening back up. Still, the state's economy is daunting, with more than 300,000 weekly unemployment claims reported by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. That's an increase of more than 1,000% compared with numbers from last spring. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Rebecca Pryor Pare joins us now for more on the job outlook for new grads. She's the Associate Dean and Director of the Letters and Science Careers Initiative and Success Works at UW-Madison. Rebecca, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we heard you there in that story a little bit. Can you talk more about what you might be doing and what students might be doing this time of year in more normal circumstances? Where are they in that job picture at this point, usually?
For sure. So, typically our graduating students would have participated in the recruiting cycle that starts in September for May graduates. So September through March. So, under normal circumstances, many students would have secured their job offers by March and would be heading off into their new jobs and maybe relocating to a new city and getting set up for their new life and their next steps. Students who are continuing, are often interning. Quite a number of our students intern each year, and they may be doing the same thing. They might be interning locally. They may be interning in a nearby city, and maybe relocating, as far as, say, San Francisco or New York City for those internships. So there's usually a lot of transition right after the semester ends, and then sort of gearing up to start their new work. It's very different than this year.
Now, students didn't get the typical in-person graduation ceremony, but a lot of celebrities and prominent figures stepped up, including former President Barack Obama with a commencement speech. I want to give a listen to some of what he had to say about what the pandemic means for new graduates.
It's also pulled the curtain back on another hard truth, something that we all have to eventually accept once our childhood comes to an end. You know, all those adults that you used to think were in charge and knew what they were doing? Turns out they don't have all the answers. A lot of them aren't even asking the right questions. So if the world's going to get better, it's going to be up to you.
He goes on to say this is meant to be inspiring, not intimidating. But as you talk to students, how are they feeling? Inspired, scared, confused? What kind of morale and attitude are you hearing from the students you're working with?
Well, certainly, I think we're seeing a lot of disappointment and frustration. So students who, most what we're seeing generally are those students who had secured full-time jobs. Most employers are doing what they can to keep them. And so as you heard in Rich's story, they might be reducing folks' hours or postponing start dates. But, for the most part, we're hearing folks try to retain those new hires. But for the students that had internships, I think what we're hearing quite a bit is that those were canceled. And so students who had really big hopes or secured the dream internship experience suddenly had that taken away. And that was a lot of work to prepare for that. They celebrated that, and to have that removed is just so disappointing. And I think what we're seeing now is a bit of anxiety, for students who may not have secured jobs, are just graduated and are on that job market now, students who lost their internships and are trying to figure out what to do. There's just a lot of unknowns. And as they're navigating all those unknowns, there's a lot of insecurity. There's a lot of, waiting. There's a lot of feeling like this waiting period may not end anytime soon. So we're trying to help students with that resilience, right? That this recession will not likely last forever, that we will get through this. And many of them have the skills to do that. So we do see some students really, have the fortitude to really push through this. And so we're kind of seeing the gamut all across the board, from being really anxious and frustrated, disappointed, to, I'm just going to try to find my way through this and power through. So big spectrum.
We're talking to Rebecca Pryor-Perre. She's the Associate Dean and Director of the Letters in Science Career Initiative and Success Works at UW-Madison. She's with us to talk about the job outlook for 2020 graduates. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you are graduating this year from college or from high school, what has been your experience? Are you looking for a job? Has an internship or a likely job dried up for you? Or is it still panning out? If you're a parent who has a kid in this situation, or a teacher who works with these young adults, or if you're an employer, what has changed for you in terms of offering internships or jobs to new grads? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our talk now with Rebecca Pryor-Perre, the Associate Dean and Director of the Letters in Science Career Initiative and Success Works at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're talking about new graduates at the college level and coming up the high school level, leaving school, coming out into a tough job market. If this is you we're talking about, we'd love to hear your perspective. Call in now at 800-642-1234. What has it been like? What are your concerns or problems right now? Whether you are that graduating high school or college student or a parent thereof or someone who works with them and maybe is giving them advice right now. If you're an employer, also, what are you looking for in a new graduate that you might want to bring on board as an intern, as an employee? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Rebecca, you were just saying everybody's story is unique, of course. Is there some general advice you would offer, though, to those new graduates coming out of college at a really unfortunate time in a lot of ways?
Yeah, there's a few things, especially if students don't have jobs and they're in the process of seeking. I think that the biggest challenge students are going to face right now, or our recent graduates are going to face, is that, you know, this job search is going to take longer. And we really need to help students foster some resilience in terms of, you know, how long, and set expectations. How long could this job search take? You know, it may be many applications as opposed to, you know, even last year, students were being picked up very quickly for new hires, and the market was great for new graduates. So this year is going to look very different. So that adjustment in expectations is really important. And then what we're telling students is this is the time to network and make connections. So if you can go back to your university or college and connect with some of the alumni that graduated from there, they have really great advice. They can give you updates on the industry. They may be able to open doors for you or know about opportunities you hadn't considered. And that is one of the best things that students can be doing. I know at the University of Wisconsin, we have really geared up this summer to support students, particularly in this situation with virtual advising, case studies and experiential learning, and a new partnership around micro internships, which are short-term paid projects that students can do within somebody in industry to get some to earn some money and get some exposure to the industry and make a good connection with a prospective employer.
I know a lot of campuses have some kind of program that aims to help their current students as they enter into the job market. Is this something that your programs in particular keep going after graduation, that you might keep working with that student even though they're done with the actual university part of their career?
Absolutely. Yep. Universities are very invested in how our students are, you know, taking advantage of their education and taking those next steps. So whether they're headed to graduate school or they're headed into the world of work, we have services that support students. And it's, you know, some cases it's in perpetuity, some cases it's for the next couple of years, but definitely students should be revisiting their career centers.
And how important historically are the internships we were talking about earlier as that, pathway from education to career? Is this something that most people are doing or had been doing, I should say, or is it, few and far between?
No, it's definitely, if students are headed into the workforce, internships are one of the best ways for students to actually land jobs. So what we tend to see is and what we have been seeing is a real investment in internship programs by organizations. That's where they train those students, they groom them, they get them exposed to different parts of the organization, and then they select their best students from that and make job offers in some cases a year ahead of time. So those internships are really important for students to be able to demonstrate the skills that they've been developing in school, to make those professional connections, to find opportunities that they're excited about, and to expose them to different types of occupations and work that's out there. So those internships are quite important, and I really feel for students who have lost out on some of those opportunities this summer, because I think I'm sure a lot of anxiety about, okay, well, if I can't intern this summer, what can I do? And we've been telling students that we actually think that that might be one of the top interview questions students will get, in the next year, which is, okay, so maybe you weren't able to do an internship. We understand, COVID happened. So what did you do in that time to continue to move yourself forward? And, So this is, even if the student can't do the internship, it's really important for them to continue to explore work opportunities, to find out what they're passionate about, to make connections in those industries so that future opportunities will be available to them.
We are talking about the job situation facing new grads, high school or college. You can join in if you have a question or a story to share or maybe advice at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Rebecca, we've been focusing on those graduates, the current class of graduates, which makes sense. But do you have thoughts for people earlier in their college careers or even the high school students entering college now? What kind of things would you suggest they be thinking about?
Well, I think, you know, one of the number one reasons students go to college to begin with is to position themselves better economically, right? To have a better job opportunity going forward. And so I think that students' career development and exploration of opportunities can start at any time. You know, I think when students start college, their understanding of what kinds of occupations exist and what those things look like and what it might feel like to try that on, those are really limited to the people that they know really well. You know, maybe a family member, you know, favorite aunt or uncle, parent, best friend's parent. And then beyond that, it's sort of mystery, right? And I used to see students who are coming up to graduation sometimes who I think, you know, sort of envision that period after graduation was like a big black hole. Like, I'm not really sure what's out there. I'm not really sure what's for me. So the more that students can engage in finding out what is out there through talking to people, you know, reading about different industries and occupations, the better they can set themselves up both, you know, academically to find the right majors, to find the extracurricular opportunities like internships and study abroad and student leadership opportunities that can position them in the future. And career centers love working with our first and second year students. And as a matter of fact, at UW, we have a number of first year and second year courses around career development designed to help students position themselves to really take hold of their education and dive in. And I think that that's something that students can be thinking about as they're coming into college, that they can be exploring those opportunities. We know the recession will probably stick around for a while. Precisely how long, we don't know. But students can be taking steps now to position themselves for graduation next year or in 3 years or 4 years or whatever makes whatever their particular situation is.
I want to bring on a caller now. Alex is with us in Eau Claire. Alex, hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk about just the experience I have with trying to find a job. I'm moving to New Hampshire in August, and I've been really struggling to find a job. I've applied to over 20 different positions for education, for teaching, and I haven't gotten any response back from any schools. And I feel like I've done a good job the past 5 years working with kids. I've been mentoring in different, and I even like manage a team of mentors, and I still have not heard anything. So I thought I had a decent resume. I did a lot of work for it, and I still haven't heard anything at all, which is kind of frustrating.
Well, Alex, thank you for sharing your story. Good luck finding a job as you move out there. I mean, schools are one place we've heard, Rebecca. Their budgets are up in the air right now, and they may not. Mm-hmm. Alex, a perfectly qualified candidate like Alex, they might be waiting till later in the summer, maybe before they know how many positions they have funded.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we're seeing that in many industries, actually, where folks are holding back a little bit until they have better clarity on what's going to happen as states reopen. So, yeah, unfortunately, this is that sort of feeling about that waiting game that I was talking to you about, that students are, you know, not hearing back right away, might not hear back for quite some time, and are kind of in this holding pattern that's very, that can be very stressful.
Thanks again for sharing your story, Alex. Bob joins us next in Delafield. Bob, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you want to tell us about, Bob?
Hey, so I have a son. He's actually a junior this year at UW-Madison. He's an engineering major, and he had an internship at Mercury Marine in Fond du Lac, and then it was going to be also a co-op, so he would mm-hmm. intern over the summer and then work there through the December. And so first it got pushed back and then it got canceled altogether. So he's in a bad spot because he hadn't signed up for any classes for the fall because he wasn't going to be there. He subleased his apartment for the fall because he wasn't going to be there. And now he's trying to get in to sign up for classes, and they're filled, and he's waitlisted and things. So I wonder if you had any suggestions for that kind of situation.
Bob, thanks for the call. Any thoughts, Rebecca?
Yeah. First of all, I feel for your son. That's very frustrating. And I know that the co-ops for our engineering students are very important and really wonderful experiences. I would definitely make sure he's connecting with his advisors to talk about, you know, what are the essential courses that he needs this semester if he's not 100% certain about that. And then come the beginning of the fall semester to be reaching out to faculty to make sure that he can get in. There's often quite a bit of turnover at the beginning of the year as students resolve some of the scheduling conflicts that they have. And seats do open. And if faculty, you know, faculty are pretty sympathetic about student situations, and particularly this one. So if he's able to explain why he wasn't able to get into this class, why he needs it now, faculty are usually very receptive and can open spots as spots become available.
Good luck to your son, Bob. As we wrap up, Rebecca, that brings me to an important point. I was a very bad student in one important way. I didn't reach out to the services that were available to me. It sounds like keeping those lines of communication open, reaching out to offices like yours or comparable ones at schools and colleges around the state is going to be key here.
Absolutely. Students have so many resources available to them at these universities, and we're all working very hard to operate in this virtual environment so we can be there to answer students' questions, to make sure that they're positioned to succeed. And the last thing we want students to do, and I think particularly those who may not have secured a job opportunity or feeling like they're hung up with the internship situation, the last thing we want them to do is just try to figure it all out on their own. We have all of these resources to support them. We have incredible connections with industry, with alumni. We can really help students and make a difference. And, you know, for the caller earlier who was talking about, you know, not having success with the job market, we can review those applications with students and coach them up to have really good brand presence and really good resumes. So there are definitely some things that we can be doing to help students.
Rebecca, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you all.
That's Rebecca Pryor-Perre, Associate Dean and Editor of Letters in Science, Career Initiatives, and SuccessWorks at the UW-Madison. She joined us to talk about the job market for new college graduates right now.